Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this time with you today. This is a very important time on this planet, and challenging things are happening everywhere. When this occurs in our lives, it's very easy to feel overwhelmed and afraid. What I'd like for you to do today is to take a deep breath and step back so that you can see the bigger picture. In spite of outer appearances, miracles are happening on this planet, and each and every one of us can enhance these positive events in our lives. As you listen to this online radio broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Remember, we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. So the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. Open your heart and mind and be here now. All we have to do is turn on the news to see that we are in the midst of a very tumultuous time on this planet. Challenging and even catastrophic things are taking place in every facet of people's lives. It is very easy to feel overwhelmed and fearful about the future and what is going to happen to us and our families. Unfortunately, our fear just compounds the problem and motivates us to cling to the old paradigms that are surfacing to be healed and transmuted into light. Even if our old behavior patterns and our previous ways of thinking and acting have made us miserable, we think that at least they're familiar and we know what to expect. As the expression goes, better the devil you know than the devil you do not know. This attitude is very common, but nothing could be more counterproductive during this time of transformation. Contrary to outer appearances, the things that are occurring all over the world are not going to destroy humanity or the earth. These horrific things are coming up to get our attention and to motivate us to find a better way of interacting with each other and the earth. We have been buried in our own self-inflicted pain and suffering for so long that we are literally numb. We've fallen into the destructive habit of using extreme pain as our motivator. Unless something catastrophic happens in our lives, we just muddle through each day without paying much attention to what we might do to make things better. However, when something disastrous happens, in our personal lives or on the planet, then we start scrambling around to see what we can do to correct the situation. The devastating environmental disaster occurring in the Gulf of Mexico at this time is a prime example of this truth. We have known for decades that oil and coal are polluting the planet and wreaking havoc in the lives of people everywhere. Time and again, awakening souls have tapped into the realms of illumined truth and come up with clean energy sources and technologies that would eliminate our use of oil and coal. Because of the power and money associated with oil and coal industries, these new methods of energy have always been suppressed and hidden from the mass consciousness of humanity. Consequently, people have come to the erroneous conclusion that we must have oil and coal in order to survive and maintain our livelihoods. Even now, with oil destroying the precious wetlands and ecosystems in the Gulf of Mexico, many people are upset that President Obama has called for a moratorium on deep water drilling. This is a graphic demonstration of humanity's distorted perception at this time. Our lives are so interwoven with the very things that are causing the problems on Earth that we feel we must perpetuate them in order to survive. This is an illusion, and this illusion is the direct manipulation of our fear-based, fragmented human egos. Our human egos believe that the physical plane is all that exists, and that our purpose and reason for being is to gratify our physical senses. Our human egos are aware that we are awakening, and that our God selves are beginning to reclaim dominion of our lives. As a result of that knowing, our egos are fighting tooth and nail to prevent our God selves from taking back the power that this wayward aspect of our personality usurped after our fall from grace eons ago. Breaking the bonds of the paralyzing grip of humanity's human egos that our human egos have had over us for lifetimes is a critical step in the unfolding divine plan. Actually, an activity of light that involves the God selves of all humanity and the entire company of heaven is now underway. Please step back and take a deep breath. Release any fear that your human ego may be using to try and manipulate you, and allow the divinity within your heart to expand and expand as you listen to these words with an open heart and an open mind. As I mentioned, miracles are happening on this planet, and we are now receiving more assistance from the company of heaven than ever before. For some time, the company of heaven has been telling us that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for awakening humanity to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the unfolding divine plan. The viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow from the realms of illumined truth into the hearts and conscious minds of humanity as we awaken. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people with a higher consciousness need to have the financial support to bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption that have blocked them in the past. It is the abuse of money and the compulsive greed of our human egos that have caused the appalling poverty and the inequitable distribution of wealth on this planet in the first place. The beings of light have confirmed that at this very moment there are patterns of perfection in the causal body of God that contain practical solutions for every negative situation manifesting on Earth. These solutions include our energy crisis, pollution, global warming, disease, poverty, crime, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. Amazingly, there are people who have been manipulated by their human egos into suppressing the knowledge and the technologies of these solutions that are now available to solve these problems. Through their limited fear-based consciousness, all these people can see is what will happen to their present financial situation if these problems are solved. For instance, what would happen if all of a sudden disease and the degenerative process of aging were eliminated from the planet? Imagine the number of people who would be out of work. Doctors, nurses, hospitals, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, pharmacies, drug companies, medical insurance companies, and all of the workers and the other industries that support disease. Millions of people have a vested interest in keeping us sick, whether they are consciously aware of it or deliberately want to do that or not. What would happen if war was eliminated? If you remember, just before September 11th in 2001 and the manifestation of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, there was a lot of talk about having to close some of the military bases in the United States of America for financial reasons. This was causing a great deal of concern for military personnel. Just imagine the millions of people who would be out of work if our military complex and the war machine were no longer needed. There are millions of people who have a vested interest in perpetuating war. What if humanity remembers the oneness of life? What if we all recognize the divinity within each other, and we truly develop a reverence for all life? Crime, corruption, violence, greed, and everything associated with the criminal aspects of our present existence would be eliminated. Think of the number of people who would be out of work if we no longer needed the criminal justice system, police, security officers, prisons, prison guards, criminal lawyers, etc. What in the world would we watch on television or in the movies if we weren't focusing on crimes that had been committed? It is interesting to observe that since many of the prisons in the United States have been privatized, the population of our prisons in this country has more than doubled. Prisons cannot succeed as a private business without lots of prisoners. There are millions of people who are vested in keeping crime alive and well. When we ask people if they want to see disease, war, or crime eliminated, they say, of course. But when their livelihoods depend on these things, they are afraid of what will happen to their financial security if these conditions cease to exist. Unfortunately, that fear creates an underlying need that perpetuates the painful things people say that they would like to eliminate. We are so accustomed to living with disease, war, and crime that we think they are normal. We cannot even imagine living without them. The concept of a world without these maladies seems unrealistic and far too good to be true. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are striving at this time to remind us of the fact that these terrible things were never part of our divine plan. We have created them through the misuse of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, whether we did this deliberately or inadvertently. And these things are being perpetuated and sustained by our fear-based human egos. It is time for us to stop this insanity. It is time for us to turn things around. We must free ourselves, our God self, and our four lower bodies from the paralyzing grip of our human egos. And we must raise our consciousness. Instead of looking at the outer world and coming to the erroneous conclusion that this is all there is, we need to see the bigger picture. We are co-creating this reality every moment with every breath we take through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Everything existing on Earth at this time is a result of humanity's collective consciousness. What that means is that if we do not like what is happening in our individual lives or on the planet, we can join together and co-create a new reality. Our task is to have enough of us focusing our attention on the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and what we really want to manifest in our lives to reach a critical mass. When we lift our consciousness, we realize that we can tap into the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. We have the ability to create wonderful new ventures and new avenues of employment that will secure our financial freedom while blessing and enhancing all life instead of destroying it. We do not have to limit ourselves to the parameters of what currently exists on Earth. We do not have to perpetuate pain and suffering just so that we will have enough money to survive. This distorted belief is a trap that our human egos created in order to control and manipulate us. The quandary we are in at this time is that we are awakening and lifting up in consciousness. And as we do, we are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is a natural part of our evolutionary process. The fifth dimensional realms of light vibrate with frequencies of God's infinite perfection. Every frequency of vibration that is less than that perfection, less than the harmony and balance of God, cannot be sustained or even exist in the fifth dimension. That is why all of the prophecies that describe the new Earth indicate that there will be no pain, no aging, no disease, no death as we know it now, or poverty, hunger, homelessness, war, or violence on the new Earth. This miraculous transformation is not going to occur because someone waves a wand and magically does this all for us. It is going to occur because you and I and every other evolving soul on this planet remembers who we are and our purpose and reason for being. We are going to remember that we are sons and daughters of God in the physical plane of Earth now to learn how to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling through our free will as we become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. It is time for us to reclaim our divine birthright, which is God's infinite abundance. This will allow us to let go of the belief that we have to perpetuate the maladies on Earth in order for us to have enough money for our survival. The key to accomplishing this goal is bursting the bonds of our manipulative human egos. And that, in fact, is the next step of our unfolding divine plan. This summer, an event will take place involving the unified efforts of the God selves, the I Am presence, of every person on this planet, and the entire company of heaven. In August, on the 14th through the 19th of this year, during the anniversary of the first harmonic convergence, which took place August 15th through the 18th in 1987. Lightworkers from around the world will gather within a force field in Washington, D.C., in the United States of America. Together, we will form a mighty transformer of light through which the light of God will pour to open the fifth dimensional portal that pulsates above Washington. This portal pulsates with the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, which is the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. Our Father, Mother, God, in the company of heaven, have revealed that the infinite power that these divine qualities contain will raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies effectively enough to burst the bonds of our human ego. These are the cords and the attachments that our egos have used to manipulate and control us for literally eons of time. This fragmented, fear-based aspect of our personality has been with us so long that we listen to this inner voice and believe that this is who we are. All we have to do is take a step to improve something in our lives, and our ego starts rebelling and having a temper tantrum. If you make a conscious decision to improve your diet, it seems like immediately you'll start craving all of the things that you don't want to eat. This is part of the ego's rebellion. This is what is going on for each of us. As we lift up in consciousness and begin tapping into the divine truth that we are sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours, and that we have the ability to reach our highest potential and to co-create what we want in our life, we start hearing this little chatter in our minds that says, who do you think you're kidding? Look at your life. Look at the mess you are in. You can't even have prosperity in your life. Look at your physical body. You're not even very healthy. And we start hearing this chatter that undermines our ability to move forward. This is nothing more than the lies and the illusion of our human ego that is trying to prevent us from moving forward in the light. So this event, and I'll repeat it, that our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are working with humanity this August to open the portal that will release into the physical plane the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection in frequencies of the fifth dimension that are powerful enough to burst the bonds of humanity's human egos. Then we will be able to take this fragmented, fear-based aspect of ourselves into our hearts and love this energy free, just like we would a wayward child kicking and screaming, having a temper tantrum. By holding that human ego that no longer is controlling and manipulating us and loving it into the light, we will transform this fear-based aspect of our personality. This unprecedented activity of divine grace and mercy will occur this summer through the God self of every person on the planet, in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. It is impossible for us to truly comprehend the magnitude of what it will mean for each of us to be free from the manipulation of our egos. But our lives will be transformed. Instead of feeling like we are always walking toward our goals through tar with gale winds blowing in our faces, we will be empowered by our God selves and the divine intervention of the heavenly realms. The patterns of perfection for our individual lives and our collective lives will then be able to manifest much more quickly, and together we will tangibly co-create the new earth. It's important to know that we have free will, and we have the ability to listen to that inner voice. It doesn't mean that automatically we're never going to hear another derogatory thought about ourselves, but it will no longer have the power to control us and manipulate us. We will be able to see through new eyes and hear through new ears. We will recognize that destructive self-talk for what it is, and we will command it into the light with our human ego. Through this activity of light that will take place in August, we are all being called to a higher service. This is going to be a joint effort between both heaven and earth. Those of us who are consciously aware of this activity of light and who have the heart call to participate need to listen to our inner guidance and respond accordingly. Our light and love are a critical factor in the success of this facet of the divine mission. There will be people all over the planet joining together in consciousness to accomplish this incredible activity of light. The vehicle that will be used to gather lightworkers within the fifth dimensional portal of freedom, liberty, divine justice, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection is the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will be held August 14th through the 19th, 2010, at the Crystal Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia. Ask your God Self what your part is in this divine plan. Then listen to your heart, and you will know. If you have the heart call to travel to Arlington, Virginia, which is in the surrounding areas of Washington, D.C., within the force field of this magnificent portal of light, and you desire to serve humanity and all life in this way, then ask for assistance from the Company of Heaven. The floodgates of heaven will open to pave the way for you to attend this activity of light. The beings of light never prompt us inwardly to participate in an activity and then not give us the support or the sustenance we need to fulfill our part of the plan. Be open, be receptive, and trust. Many people will have the heart call to serve as the hands of God on behalf of all humanity. They will travel to Arlington, Virginia, to become part of the mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to open the portal of freedom, liberty, divine justice, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. But if you do not have the heart call to be physically present in Washington, D.C., there will be many other ways that you can participate. Some lightworkers will be inspired to travel to various sacred sites to anchor these patterns into Mother Earth's crystal grid system. Others will gather in their own groups, in their own locations, to weave their light into this unified activity of light. And still others will join in consciousness from the solitude of their own sanctuaries throughout the week. All of these ways of participating are vital to the success of our mission. The important thing is for you to listen to your heart and respond according to your particular facet of this divine plan. We have all been preparing for eons of time to accomplish this mighty feat, and we each have unique experiences that we are weaving in to the chalice of light for this activity of light. So we need to be in our right and perfect place. And the way that will occur is by us listening to our heart and responding to that heart call. But no matter where you are guided to be, know that we are all one. And collectively, we will God victoriously accomplish this miraculous facet of the divine plan. Precious one, know that your light and love are needed now. For the information that you will need in order to participate in the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination, if that is your heart call, please go to our website, eraofpeace.org. That's Era of Peace, E-R-A-O-F-P-E-A-C-E, eraofpeace.org. And on the home page, there's a link where you can go directly to the specific information you will need. Remember, I mentioned to you at the beginning of our special time together today that the beings of light have said the most critical need of the hour is for awakening humanity to attain our financial freedom. So what we are going to do for the rest of this precious time together is that we are going to join our hearts with lightworkers around the world to invoke the golden light of God and the violet flame of God's infinite transmutation, the golden light of God's infinite abundance, and the violet flame to transmute poverty consciousness, so that we can flood the planet with these divine qualities to help clear away all of the fear-based consciousness of the human ego that is making humanity act out in such adverse ways that are perpetuating the maladies and clinging to the very things that need to be transmuted, such as disease, war, crime, pollution, and all of the other things that are existing on this planet. The natural disasters that are taking place are a reflection of humanity's consciousness. And as we all raise up in consciousness, our new viable solutions and the ideas we have to transform this planet into the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin reverberating through the elemental kingdom. And it will begin calming the activities of purging and cleansing that are going on as these experiences are gently and lovingly transmuting the elements, transforming them back into their pristine perfection. So let's begin with a meditation that's called Transmuting Poverty Consciousness. If you're interested in having this meditation, it is in our book, It Is Time for You to Be Financially Free. This book is available on our website as well. So just breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. All is in readiness. So to participate in this divine activity of light, please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Gently rest your hands in your lap with your palm facing upward so that you are an open conduit of light for this light to flow through you to bless every man, woman, and child on earth. Breathe in deeply. And as you exhale, let all of the tension of the day just drop away. Feel yourself becoming completely relaxed. Breathe in deeply again. And as you exhale, feel your I Am presence take full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Your mind is activated, and any feelings of confusion or doubt or fear are being swept away. You are mentally alert and vibrantly aware. You realize that through your I Am presence, you are enveloped in an invincible force field of God's infinite light, which prevents anything from distracting you or interfering with this sacred activity of light. Feel the deep inner glow of peace and well-being that is expanding within your heart flame. Experience the buoyant joy of expectancy and enthusiasm. Know that you are the open door for this activity of light that no one can shut. Now, please follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I am going to state it in the first person so each of us can experience this activity of light tangibly and personally in our own lives. But know that we are also simultaneously invoking this light on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this sweet earth. I am my I am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration. My awareness is increasing, and I begin to perceive the still, small voice within. I am beginning to experience exquisite vibrations, and my entire being is flooded with light. My consciousness is opening to this influx of divine light and spiritual energy as it interpenetrates the atomic and subatomic particles and waves of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. From this new level of awareness, I now know, as never before, beloved I am presence, I am in you, and you are in me. I am that I am. I am a being of radiant light. I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am that I am. Now a reactivation and initiation into multidimensional awareness is occurring within me. I am lifted closer in vibration to the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are being activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. I begin to experience a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. Instantly, I am in the higher realms of infinite perfection. I step through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment by moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea, and as I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. My life is now pulsating with a new sense of meaning and warmth. I am now being lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity and the infinite abundance of God. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have the ability to create prosperity consciousness for myself, and I do so easily and joyously. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life right here and right now. Changes are now manifesting in my life through divine grace and love. As each aspect of my life that needs changing surfaces before me, I easily love it free and forgive myself for my perceived transgressions that created this consciousness of poverty, lack, or limitation. I know that I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As these changes take place in my life, I experience a sense of inner calm, patience, and silence. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality. I am one with the infinite intelligence within me. And through my I Am presence, I am always able to make correct choices. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for this opportunity to change, which I accept with deep humility. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through me from this moment forth. And I choose to create a life of prosperity, and only that which supports my highest good, reflecting the infinite abundance of God. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. I focus on the sacred essence of my holy breath. I realize that with every in-breath, I am extending in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity, to the source of never-ending perfection. And with every out-breath, I am magnetizing the full momentum of this perfection and radiating its full blessings into the physical world of form, blessing all life evolving on earth. My in-breath is the open portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. And my out-breath is the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. I understand now that the divine gifts being presented to humanity from the legions of light serving this sweet earth will be drawn into the world of form on the holy breath. I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. I am now ready through every level of my consciousness to release and transmute every frequency of vibration and every single electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any existence or dimension that is expressing a pattern less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, the supply of all good things, and financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace, and I am able to review my life now as an objective observer. I ask my God self now to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity. Instantaneously, these experiences appear before me, and I breathe in deeply. On the holy breath, I lift into the violet flame of forgiveness, and I absorb the most powerful frequency of the violet flame of forgiveness that I am capable of receiving. On the out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire in through and around the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of my being and the energy that is surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free. Instantaneously, all of this energy that is surfacing now is flooded with the violet flame. This sacred violet flame from the very heart of God instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. And every electron of energy is being transformed back into its original perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back through the ages of time, magnetizing into the violet flame of forgiveness every electron of poverty consciousness that is stamped with my individual electronic pattern from all time frames and dimensions, known and unknown. These records and memories surface effortlessly, and I am able to release them into the violet fire without pain or fear. I feel the buoyant joy and eternal freedom of this release. I continually breathe in as I reach deeper into the violet flame of forgiveness, and as I exhale, I project this sacred fire forth to flood the physical plane of Earth. And I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing, I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I now realize that I am one with all life, and I am able to transmute through the power of this sacred gift the mass consciousness of poverty as I serve as a surrogate on behalf of all life on this planet. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money now begin to surface and instantaneously flow into the violet flame of forgiveness. under the direction of my I Am Presence, and in unity with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life, in any existence or dimension, both known or unknown, is surfacing to be transmuted by the violet flame of forgiveness. Transformation is taking place as each electron enters the violet flame and is instantly transmuted, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, back into the frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I ask through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this activity of light be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take daily and hourly, moment to moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is experiencing the divine birthright of God's infinite abundance, and we are all wholly ascended and free. Now, in the name of the infinite presence of God, I am, I call to my I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of all humanity. As one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I affirm, beloved I Am Presence and the entire company of heaven, enfold me now in God's infinite peace and abundance as I become an eternal golden sun of this divine light. On the in-breath, I reach into the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God, and the golden light flows into my heart flame. On the out-breath, I magnetize this frequency of God's infinite abundance and project it forth to bless all life on earth. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. And so it is. I send forth deep gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven for the opportunity of participating in this powerful activity of God's infinite abundance and the healing of the past consciousness of poverty, lack, and limitation. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room as I return instantaneously into the physical world of form. I am aware of my physical body and I gently re-enter this vehicle. I move my fingers and toes, inhaling, exhaling, and when I'm ready, I gently open my eyes. precious heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. And remember that if you're interested or want more information on how you can participate in the activities of light that will take place in August, please go to our website, eraofpeace.org. There are archives of newsletters and many, many things on the website that you may find of interest that will help you during this challenging time. The divine intent of these celestial sharings that are being given to us from the company of heaven is to give us encouragement, support, and all that we need to know to fulfill our divine plans. Tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.